Matthew chapter 3, verses 14 through 15, but John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. So here's a question I want to deal with today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Why did Jesus desire to be baptized? He didn't have to repent. He was sinless. There was no need for an inward change or an outward symbol. So why was Jesus baptized before launching his public ministry? Well, let's consider three reasons. First, Jesus publicly consecrated himself to God's plan. Jesus was baptized, he said, to fulfill all righteousness. In the act of baptism, he publicly dedicated himself to the Father and the Father's plan for him on earth. Jesus' baptism was his first step toward the cross. Second, Jesus completely identified himself with humanity's sin and failure. He didn't sin, but he identified himself with us. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward grace. John's baptism was to show that the person wanted to repent of his or her sins, live in obedience, and get ready for the Messiah. Jesus was baptized to identify himself with us. Number three, Jesus left us an example to follow. He demonstrated the importance of baptism by participation in it so we would follow his example. Now, to be clear, baptism does not make you a Christian, doesn't make you more of a Christian, or does not complete your faith. It's an outward sign that you desire to know Jesus intimately, love him more passionately, and follow him wholeheartedly. It is a powerful sign that you are identified with Jesus. It's an outward sign of what's already happened internally in your heart. Going into the water identifies us with Jesus' death. Going under the water is a symbol of his burial, and coming out of the water is a beautiful picture of his resurrection. If you've not taken the step of believer's baptism, I encourage you to do so. Father, thank you for the opportunity to make a public profession of faith through the act of baptism. Move in the hearts of those who have not taken the step of obedience and help them make that public statement that they are all in for you. In Jesus' name, amen.